Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Sefer Shkolim Daf Chaf, the seventh parak, Moshe Nimsu. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics are going to focus on number one. The Gemara relates that Rav went down to Babel, Chamsum Mekilin V'Chamra Alehen, and he saw them acting leniently, so he ruled stringently for them. And one of the incidents brought, a certain person was walking the street carrying meat, when a vulture came and snatched it from him and then cast it down in another place. So the person went back to the other place to retrieve his meat and wanted to take it. Rav said to him, it's forbidden for you to eat that piece, for I say that perhaps the vulture had been carrying the meat of an avela and cast it down, and it took that piece that was yours with it. Rav's ruling is based on the prohibition of basar shenisal min ha'ayin, meat that was hidden from the eye, on account of the concern that perhaps the meat was exchanged with a similar piece of non-kosher meat. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, behemah shenimseis mYerushalayim v'ad Migdal Eder, if an animal is found between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, which is an area near Beis Lechem, or at that distance from Yerushalayim in any direction, zecharim olos, males are to be treated as olos, nekevos zibchei shlamim, females are to be treated as shlamim offerings. Yuda says, haruli upsachim upsachim kodma rego shoshim yom, that which is fit for a Pesach is to be used for a Pesach if it's found 30 days or less before the regal. The Karban Eid explains that if the animal was a male sheep or goat within its first year, it's assumed to have been consecrated as a Pesach, since the public study of Hilchos Pesach begins 30 days before the Chag. The Tanakhama, however, holds that people are especially careful with their Pesach offerings, so there's no concern that this lost animal might be one. And point number three, the Gemara discusses the Minchas Chavitin, a special mincha that's brought by a Kohen the first time he performs the Avodah, and brought daily by the Kohen Gadol. The pasuk states regarding its preparation, al machavas b'shemen ta'aseh, on a griddle with oil shall be made, merbechas tevienna, scalded shall you bring it, tufine, baked, minchas pitim takriv reich nichoach Hashem, a mincha offering broken into pieces you shall offer as a satisfying aroma to Hashem. Now the Gemara brings some halachos about when the dough is baked. The Tanakhama says, tufine ta'afenu na. The word tufine means that it shall be baked after they are partially cooked. The partial cooking is the frying of the dough. Revi says, ta'afenu na'ya, they shall be baked while still attractive. The Tikkun Chatan explains that it should be baked before frying, since frying blackens them and makes them less attractive. Revi Dosa says, ta'afenu riba, they shall be baked a lot. The Tikkun Chatan explains that Revi Dosa holds requirements of both tanaim, and that they are baked twice, once before frying, while the dough is still attractive, and then baked again after being fried when partially cooked. So once again, the three topics are number one. The Gemara relates that Rav went down to Bavel, Chamsun Mekilin V'Chamra Alehen, and he saw them acting leniently, so he ruled stringently for them. And one of the incidents brought, a certain person was walking in the street carrying meat, when a vulture came and snatched it from him and then cast it down in another place. The person went back to that other place to retrieve his meat and wanted to take it. Rav said to him, it's forbidden for you to eat that piece, for I say that perhaps the vulture had been carrying the meat of an avela and cast it down, and it took that piece that was yours with it. Rav's ruling is based on the prohibition of basar shenisal min ha'ayin, meat that was hidden from the eye, on account of the concern that perhaps the meat was exchanged with a similar piece of non-kosher meat. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, behemah shenimseis mYerushalayim v'Migdal Eder, if an animal is found between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, which is an area near Beis Lechem, or at that distance from Yerushalayim in any direction, zecharim olos, males are to be treated as olos, nekevos, zivchei shlamim, females are to be treated as shlamim offerings. Yuda says, haruli upsachim upsachim kodma regu shoshim yom, that which is fit for a Pesach is to be used for a Pesach if it's found 30 days or less before the regal. The Karban Ha'eda explains that if the animal was a male sheep or goat within its first year, it's assumed to have been consecrated as a Pesach, since the public study of Hilchos Pesach begins 30 days before the Chag. The Tanakhama, however, holds that people are especially careful with their Pesach offerings, so there's no concern that this lost animal might be one. And point number three, the Gemara discusses the Minchas Chavitin, a special mincha that's brought by a Kohen the first time he performs the Avodah, and brought daily by the Kohen Gadol. The Pasuk states regarding its preparation, al machavas b'shem ta'aseh, on a griddle with oil it shall be made, merbechas tevienna, scalded shall you bring it, tufine, baked, minchas pitim takri reich nechoach Hashem, a mincha offering broken into pieces you shall offer as a satisfying aroma to Hashem. Now the Gemara brings some halachos about when the dough is baked. The Tanakhama says, tufine ta'afenu na. The word tufine means they should be baked after they are partially cooked. The partial cooking is the frying of the dough. Rebbe says, ta'afenu na'ya, they shall be baked while still attractive. The Tikkun Chatan explains that it should be baked before frying, since frying blackens them and makes them less attractive. Rebbe Dosa says, ta'afenu riba, they shall be baked a lot. The Tikkun Chatan explains that Rebbe Dosa holds requirements of both tanaim and that they are baked twice, once before frying while the dough is still attractive, and then baked again after being fried when partially cooked. All right, so now we go to our simmer daf chaf, and our standard simmon is a cafe, so here goes. The cafe came under attack from vultures scooping down and taking patrons' meat and dropping meat in its stead, and attracted the attention of lost male and female sheep near Yerushalayim, when it made its delicious dough bread that was baked, fried, and baked again in honor of its opening day. Once again, in slow motion. The cafe, that must mean we're on Duff Chaf. The cafe came under attack from vultures scooping down and taking patrons' meat and dropping meat in its stead, which reminds the Gemara relates when Rav went down to Bava, Chamsu, Mekun, Vachamralan, and he saw them acting leniently, so he ruled stringently for them. And one of the incidents brought, a servant was walking in the street carrying meat when a vulture came and snatched it from him and then cast it down in another place. The person went back to that other place to retrieve his meat and wanted to take it. Rav said to him, it's forbidden for you to eat that piece. For I say that perhaps the vulture had been carrying the meat of a nevel and cast it down, and it took that piece that was yours with it. Rav's ruling is based on the prohibition of basar shenizal min ha'ayin, meat that was hidden from the eye, on account of the concern that perhaps the meat was exchanged with a similar piece of non-kosher meat. So the cafe came under attack from vultures scooping down and taking patrons' meat and dropping meat in its stead, and attracted the attention of lost male and female sheep near Yerushalayim. Which reminds me, the next Mishnah states that a behemoth found between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, which is an area near Beis Lechem, or at that distance from Yerushalayim in any direction, Zecharim Olos, males are to be treated as Olos, Nekevos Zivchei Shlamim. Females will be treated as Shlamim offerings. Rabbi Yudah says, Harui Pesachim Pesachim Kodma Regal Shoshim Yom, that which is fit for a Pesach is to be used for a Pesach if it's found 30 days or less before the Regal. The Karban Eid explains that if the animal was a male sheep or goat within its first year, it's assumed to have been consecrated as a Pesach since the public study of Hilchos Pesach begins 30 days before the Chag. The Tanna Kamma, however, holds that people are especially careful with their Pesach offerings, so there's no concern that this lost animal might be one. So the cafe came under attack from vultures scooping down and taking patrons' meat and dropping meat in its stead, and attracted the attention of lost male and female sheep near Yerushalayim, when it made its delicious dough bread that was baked, fried, and baked again in honor of its opening day. Which reminds the Gemara discussed the Minchas Chavitin, a special mincha that's brought by Kohen the first time he performs the Avodah and brought daily by the Kohen Gadol. The pasuk states regarding its preparation, on a griddle with oil it shall be made, scalded shall you bring it, tufine, baked, minchas pitim takriv reich nechoach Hashem, a mincha offering broken to pieces, you shall offer it as a satisfying aroma to Hashem. The Gemara brings some halachos about when the dough is baked. The Tanna Kamma says, tufine tafena na. The word tufine means they shall be baked after they are partially cooked. The partial cooking is the frying of the dough. Rebbe says, tafena naya, they shall be baked while still attractive. The Tikkun Chatan explains that it should be baked before frying, since frying blackens them and makes them less attractive. Rabbi Dosa says, tafena riba, they shall be baked a lot. The Tikkun Chatan explains that Rabbi Dosa holds the requirements of both Tanaim, and they are baked twice, once before frying while the dough is still attractive, and then baked again after being fried when partially cooked. So once again, the cafe came under attack from vultures scooping down and taking patrons' meat and dropping meat in its stead, and attracted the attention of lost male and female sheep near Yerushalayim, when it made its delicious dough bread that was baked, fried, and baked again in honor of its opening day. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.